everybody. My name is Kyrie. Thank you for taking a moment out to even listen to my voice. I'm happy to be breathing. I probably sound like some weird hippie cat to y'all, but that's all good because it's probably a piece of that inside me too. But believe me, I celebrate every minute I get a breath, man.
What's up, Dub CNN? We're here with Kyrie. How's it going, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Cool. All right, so you've been relatively quiet recently, so what have you been up to in the last couple of years?
Breathing. Playing this Gibson Les Paul that I'm getting ready to plug in. This G&L 2000 bass. Sitting on the cliff, overlooking oceans out there in Half Moon Bay. Loving my wife, taking care of my daughter, loving myself. Doing my best to move slow.
Sounds great. Sounds nice. All right, so let's get right into your new solo project. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Do you have like a title for it yet?
Yeah, I do right now. My title is called A Few Things to Know.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about where you're going with this solo project.
For me, this is it's almost like I'm 17 again, man. Really coming from the heart, expressing how I'm feeling on a few different topics. I'm a rapper. I'm rapping on the album. I'm singing and I'm playing. You can say it's very organic. The instrumentation is Fender Rhodes piano.
Give us a good like idea of where you're going with this record. Yeah, well, we're definitely all fans of your past music, so I'm sure it's going to be great too. You're saying like for the, it's mostly like a production focused album, but then you're rapping on it too.
Pretty much you can hum or do anything on top of it, man, and it works because that emotional base is there, if you can do what I'm saying. Whether it's slaps, knocks, slumps, bumps, or whatever you want to call it. That's where I'm coming from, is I like my music to have a feeling.
Cool. All right, so is this going to be like on your solo record just you, or are you going to have some guest appearances on there? What are we expecting for that?
I don't want any guests right now. I'm the guest. There's many dimensions to my mind. And for those that want to think a little bit deeper and outside of the box, here's an alternative. Here's some topics that you might not really think about. You know, there's a lot of things happening right now. You know,
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you told me something earlier about how you're going to be talking about some self-improvement type messages in the music, so tell us about that.
Yeah, where I'm coming from, man, I think what it's really about is really being able to look in the mirror and genuinely like who you are and what you see in the mirror. Ultimately, it's the fact that we don't like our skills that enables us to grab a gun and pull the trigger and hurt somebody else and disrespect to put down somebody else, you know? And that's what causes the division, and I'm trying to bring people back together, man. You know, when I was a teenager in my neighborhood, we got along. We didn't even have to trip on locking doors, you know what I'm saying? It was a black community. Now in my same neighborhood, it ain't like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of Bell, California. I want to be the solution, part of the solution, man, you know. And I think for far too long I put out records and endorsed records that at this point are no longer entertainment. They're actually used to program. For example, if I show a young 10-year-old girl, if I give her images of older women, whether 20, 21, 23, etc., constantly shaking their asses with long, glorious weaves going down to their butt, and they see these breasts and these asses pumping in various gyrational, rhythmic forms and fashions, and her mother is allowing her to see these images, and maybe even her mother be doing some of the dances when her favorite videos are playing also. This music reinforces a behavior now that is self-destructive, man, and is creating unhappiness and misery in our community. And we create the music, and we don't benefit from it. That's personally now. But artists, you know, they do their thing, man. I don't try to tell them. I'm not trying to edit nobody. I can give an opinion.
So this project is definitely something positive, so you're hoping this will try to turn other people's heads too, and maybe try to push more like a positive vibe in music. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is this, man. I have a vision of this type of world. Currently, we're working on setting up a musical school at the Omega's Boys Club in Vallejo, California. Mr. Graham, who runs the Boys Club, he just has endorsed us and left the idea where young men and women can come and learn to play a bass guitar, to learn to play a guitar, to learn to play a drum set and build a drum set. Studio Tone Whiteman, who produces for 40 and the Click, etc., builds drum sets and is also a drummer. So, you know what I mean? Can learn the art of hip hop, can learn the business of hip hop, what to do, what not to do. This is just one idea to give people something to hope in, man, to look forward to. Right now, the forecast is gloomy. Foreclosure is on the rise. You know what I mean? Children's schools are shutting down, et cetera, et cetera. Gasoline prices are high. The war is raging. Shit, man. Help. Please, someone. Give me something good. That's what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. But that sounds like a really beautiful thing you're doing there with that.
Motherfuckers got to be tired of the same old thing, man, over and over again. Not that everybody's album is doing that. There's good music out there. But I want to be one of the ones that's bringing some good music. And I do. The the album that I want to do, that I actually have now, actually, where is it? It's right here in front of me. It's Black Galatian 2. There's 16 songs right there. The Black Galatian 3. See, when I say songs, I mean completed tracks, pieces of music that have been chosen from a whole lot of the songs. And Black Galatian 3, there's 15. These are the two albums that I want to do and have guests and other artists come and do these songs with me.
So you've been producing for a long time, so has it ever like become kind of like a routine to you? It's like almost so easy that you need to come up with a new way to challenge yourself?
I grew bored. I grew bored with what I was doing musically. I guess, I don't know, years ago, and there was a shift that happened with me, not just through music, but a personal shift in consciousness. As a result, my shift musically has happened also. And I listened to some music that I did, and I was like, whoa. And a lot of it was sequenced. It was so laziness. There wasn't a passion behind it. It was almost like music without a meaning. There's an album title for you.
Music without a meaning?
Without a meaning.
Be sure to check that out. That's on like your Young Black Brother website. Is that where we can get that?
Yeah, you can go to youngblackbrother.com and click there, and there's a link there. Or you can just go to Google and type in Kyrie Music Podcast, and it's on all kind of all type of different sites out there. I forget the names of all of them, but I know iTunes has it. So
okay, all right. So you recently released a bunch of instrumental albums of the albums that you used, that you produced on iTunes, like the instrumental version. So what inspired you to do that?
Thank you for asking that question, man. The first thing I want to say, in case anybody didn't hear you clearly, you asked me about the instrumental Kyrie Hip Hop instrumental albums that I have on iTunes.
Yep.
Instrumentals, the songs that I did with Mac Dre, Mall, Doobie.
see. Do you still keep in touch with, like, Doobie and Mac Mall, Ray Love, and all those guys?
I talked to Doobie about maybe 2 months ago. Mall about 3 months ago. So periodically, yeah, but not, like, on a continuous basis, no.
Mm-hmm. You guys are, like, doing separate ventures now. You're probably not going to be collaborating with them in the future.
I'm open to it.
I noticed on your MySpace page you have Snoop Dogg on your top friends. Is there going to be something in the works with you two collaborating?
I hope so. I had an opportunity to hang out with Snoop a few months ago down in L.A. Thanks to my brother JT, the bigger figure, introducing me to him. I got a song for him and JT called Pushing for Mo.
Should be great. We're really looking forward to it. So, what's the latest on your Young Black Brother company? Like, I know you've got a bunch of artists you're putting out. You know, tell us a little bit about future projects besides your own.
The latest is, we have 4 albums that are ready to go right now, and those albums are Young Moore Town Statesman. Mm-hmm. Also, his mixtape Young Moore Representing the Streets. Ace Card. ACARD, Ace Card.
Mm-hmm.
His album is called Welcome to Me. Young Ray, Young, R-A-Y, Young Ray. His album is called Fifth Flow Living. Flow as in flow, you do.
Fifth Flow Living. Okay.
And one more. Oh, and finally, right now, in terms of completed albums, our artist GMB, Get Money Boys, Wani Bo, and Alki from Oakland, their album is called Dwayne Crawford that's going to be running my company for me while I travel, so they can take it and make it happen in that way, and I'm putting out my own records, the Young Black Brother records. So that's where we stand right now, and we're waiting on JB to hand in his album to me. And so that's where it is right now, JB.
Sounds like you got a lot of stuff in the works. Is there anything else you want to say to everyone out there?
I want to tell people to be courageous, that when it feels like you're at your end, you can't go no further, that's the time to hold on. To respect yourself, never sell yourself short. Think for yourself, don't believe the hype. Buy and support the music and express yourself and do something creative. Love yourself and appreciate everybody around you, because you never know, in the blink of an eye, we could be gone. So thank you for listening to me, because I know I did ramble like Jim Brown in the 60s on the football field, but it's been beautiful. Thank you, and God bless everybody that heard my voice. This is Kyrie. Check me out. iTunes, baby. KHAYRWE. Brother.com. Man, you breaking up like potato chips that's been sat on by a fat man.
Well, I can hear you fine. Thank you.